Well, let's see. From 18 to about 22, I would get up in the morning, you know, go to work at Farmer Jack's in a meat cooler as a meat cutter, get home early, go get some ice time in for practice. We would have two games a week minimum, sometimes three, and then your practice sessions and everything else. Plus, I was working two nights a week for Farmer Jack's. I had to work two night shifts till 10, 11 o'clock at night. I would play a little bit of hockey on Sunday, early morning beer leagues if I had Sundays off, just to get some ice time in for myself because I was, you know, missing out on some practice time or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, that was a grueling schedule for me between the ages of 18 and about 22. And that was it for me. I couldn't do it anymore because I was married. I just had a Boo Boo was born in 82. Yeah, about 23 is, I think, was when I quit playing because my wife was pregnant then. And I just gave everything up and walked away from sports and just focused on the career. But my daughter, pediatric thoracic surgeon, my sister lost her third child. Unfortunately, he passed on an operating table. And when he died, he was the same age as my daughter was. My daughter made a comment at the funeral. Was asked, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she says, I want to be a doctor that fixes the hearts and lungs of little children so people like my cousin Derek don't have to pass away. And damn, that's exactly what she's doing. And me and my ex-wife were just so damn proud of her. So is my sister. My sister, I don't know who was bawling more at my daughter's graduation. My ex-wife, myself, my ex-wife's, I need more coffee. Actually, you know, my ex-wife's husband was there as well. He's my daughter's stepdad. But, yeah, we were all bawling because she's doing exactly what we did, and she's doing it in the honor of her cousin that passed away at the age of four, just short of his fourth birthday.